Practice to Deceive by David Housewright. This book is read by Brian Emerson. Dedication for Eugene and Patricia Housewright. For Renee. Chapter 1. She had lived long past the time when her death would have been tragic. The things she valued most, family, friends, health, even her money, were lost to her now. She had outlived them all. What remained was a small house filled with mementos collected over 8.5 decades. Memories that grew increasingly dim with each passing day, and an unquenchable thirst for revenge. That's where I came in. I met her on the redwood deck my father had built on the back of his house in Fort Myers, Florida. She was sitting in a wicker chair, silent and still, shaded by the huge umbrella my father had arranged for her comfort. Her hands were folded in her lap. When my mother introduced us, I cautiously took one hand in mine, careful not to shake or squeeze it, for fear her fingers would crumble like dry leaves. "Mrs. Gustafson, this is my son, Holland," my mother said. "He's here to help you." Mrs. Gustafson nodded slightly, and I gently replaced her hand atop the other. My father pulled his chair next to mine, the legs scraping against the wood floor. Mrs. Gustafson flinched at the sound. "It's only Jim," my father said. Then he leaned toward me and whispered, "She's partially blind." "What can I do for you, Mrs. Gustafson?" I asked. "She wants you to get her money back," my mother answered for her. "What money?"
"The money that rat stole from her."